when I'm calling on your phone, girl, pick up on me. Nobody gotta know, make me keep my money down low. All that I'm asking is how you see the truth in the madness. Beautiful basket, we see. Come to the seaside with me. All that I'm asking is how you see the truth in the madness. Love me with passion, please. Come to the seaside with me.
Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
NGOCC condemns discriminatory rhetoric and violence against women in elections.
Government intensifies efforts to transform Livingstone into a modern city.
And still within international news, Niger revokes licenses of tanker drivers who refuse to go to Mali amid jihadist blockade.
And in sports news, Trump's travel ban on African country puts World Cup dreams in jeopardy.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanje.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has condemned what it describes as discriminatory remarks aired on Simon Wewa Lane television on January 9, 2026, suggesting that a single woman is unfit to hold the office of mayor and that leadership should be reserved for a family man. Speaking in a statement, Chairperson Beauty Katebe said the remarks are a direct violation of the Zambian Constitution and the Gender Equity and Equality Act and amounts to violence against women in elections, commonly known as VAWEV. Or rather, I beg your pardon, VAWE. Ms. Katebe warned that as Zambia approaches the general elections, such language is being used to intimidate women and discourage them from contesting for public office. She said judging women leaders based on their private lives, a standard never applied to men, amounts to psychological violence and undermines democracy. NGOCC has called for an unconditional retraction from the media house that aired the statement and has urged political parties to enforce zero tolerance towards discriminatory campaigning. The organization has also appealed to the Electoral Commission of Zambia to closely monitor and sanction any form of discriminatory language that violates the Electoral Code of Conduct.
Armed robbers have stolen safe box keys and cash amounting to 357,697 kwacha in an aggravated robbery at King's Mill Bakery in Choma District. The incident is reported to have occurred on the night of January 11, 2026, around 23:20 hours at Makalakuzu Market. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Amono Namalongo says the matter was reported to Choma Central Police Station on the 12th of January 2026 at about 14:20 hours by Mr. Mordesor Patel, a manager at the bakery, on behalf of the owner, Mr. Ajim Patel, who is based in Lusaka. Mr. Namalongo stated that three unknown male suspects armed with a taser gun and machetes and wearing face masks attacking workers who were on night duty at the bakery. During the attack, the suspects assaulted the workers, grabbed the safe box keys, and later fled with 357,697 kwacha that was kept in a drawer document in the office were left scattered. One worker, Mr. Safiaj Patel, sustained a cut injury between the left thumb forefinger, believed to have been inflicted with a machete. A medical report form has since been issued. Police officers who visited the scene found no signs of forced entry, as the doors were reportedly not locked at the time. No arrests have been made and no property has been recovered, and police investigations are ongoing.
And elsewhere, the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development has intensified efforts to transform Livingston into a modern, well-planned city. Working closely with architects, the local authority and private sector partners to deliver affordable housing and improved urban infrastructure. Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Milupi, says the focus of the government's interventions is on long-term, people-centered development that responds to the housing and infrastructure needs of residents. He notes that careful planning is key to ensuring that Livingston develops an orderly and inclusive manner. Mr. Milupi said government, through the Public-Private Partnership Council, is actively attracting investors to develop housing estates across the country. He reveals that a major PPP housing project involving about 5,000 housing units in neighboring Kazungula area is nearing conclusion, with similar developments earmarked for Livingston. Mr. Milupi stresses that the programs being implemented are permanent measures, not driven by electoral cycles. He has also called on the local authority to prioritize cleanliness and street lighting, saying a clean, well-lit and organized Livingston will boost tourism and enhance the city's competitiveness as a world-class destination.
Our architects are involved with yourselves, council, and so on, to ensure that we come up with a plan to develop this particular city. Housing. Okay. At the moment, you and I, through the PPP Council, we are working to attract investors to develop a housing estate. There will be something happening in your neighbors, Kazungura, there. I think we are almost concluding that PPP thing. About 5,000 housing units. So let us look at Livingston. Some of these townships, they were developed for the colonial masters. We didn't care in which state we live. So, Mayor, when we talk about affordable mass housing, we should all engage. But the Zambian people, including the people of Livingston, must begin to accept the concept of high-rise living. Not just, Kazuki, servant's quarter-type house here and so on, taking so much space. If we go higher, we'll be able to free land.
Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has called on farmers across the country to embrace crop diversification as a vital strategy for achieving sustainable agricultural development and ensuring food security. Dr. Bulaya has noted that over-reliance on a single crop leaves farmers vulnerable to the increasingly unpredictable effects of climate change and market fluctuations. He explains that by growing a wider variety of crops, farmers can improve soil fertility. Dr. Bulaya has urged farmers to move beyond traditional farming methods and practice climate smart agriculture.
Experts from the Ministry of Agriculture always say this, tells us that Zambia receives about 180 billion cubic meters of water in normal rainfall period, but farmers use only 8 billion cubic meters of water. The 100 goes to waste because it's not retained in the field. So this is the importance of conservation agriculture to mitigate issues that comes with flooding, that comes with the also prolonged dry spells.
In international news, Uganda's opposition leader Bobby Wine has warned that he will call for mass protests if President Yoweri Museveni rigs this week's presidential election, as more than 20 million Ugandans prepare to vote on Thursday. Museveni, 81, is widely expected to extend his nearly four decades in power, backed by firm control of the state and security forces. His main challenger is Wine, 43, a singer-turned-politician, running for president for the second time after his 2021 campaign was marred by violent repression and allegations of fraud. Wine insisted the opposition is winning popular support, but questioned whether power would be peacefully transferred. Rights groups, including the United Nations, Amnesty International as well, have accused Ugandan authorities of cracking down on dissent ahead of the vote, citing arrests of Wine supporters. Wine acknowledged protests could trigger further violence, but said non-violence remains key, adding that even violent regimes get thrown out by protests. Large youthful crowds have continued to rally behind Wine in Kampala, reflecting wider regional anger in East Africa over shrinking democratic space and a lack of economic opportunities.
Still in international news, Niger has revoked the licenses of dozens of transport operators and drivers for refusing to deliver fuel to neighboring Mali, where they face possible attacks by jihadists. An Al-Qaeda affiliate imposed a fuel blockade on Mali in September and began attacking petrol tankers on major highways. Their landlocked country depends on fuel imports and in July had signed a deal with Niger to supply 85